The story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus can shed light on how to live our faith in these times. After Jesus appeared to these disciples and they realized who he was, they ask, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us and opened the scriptures to us?" Have you ever had your hearts burning within you like these disciples? I have. I know exactly what they felt. And just like them, when I experienced my heart burning within me, it was in the context of learning Scripture. Now, I remember when I was young, very young, a child, that it was not easy to make sense of Scripture. I knew lots of stories like Noah's Ark, Moses parting the Red Sea, David and Goliath, and of course the stories of Jesus. But these stories all felt very disconnected from each other, and they felt disconnected from ordinary life. Well, in college, I took a deeper look and realized that these stories were not disconnected at all. In fact, they fit together very beautifully. All right. Furthermore, things about our Catholic faith that seemed kind of random and disconnected from Scripture, like the Rosary, baptism, confession, and even the Mass, actually fit very beautifully into the Scriptures. In fact, many things that we do as Catholics today, like baptism, for example, are prefigured in these Old Testament books. To have this realization of how beautifully everything fit together was quite awe-inspiring. It was kind of like reading a good mystery novel. Because when you read a good mystery novel, you know, there's all these little details. And as you're reading through the book, little details, some of them seem unimportant. But then, by the end of the story, some of those details actually turn out to be very important. And they actually kind of are pieced together to help you solve the mystery. Well, that was kind of like what it was. All right? All these little details in some of these stories, things that I didn't really put too much emphasis on, suddenly helped make sense of the larger story. And what was even more was that it seemed like my own life was sort of being drawn into this. It was intellectually very impressive to see how the life of Jesus and the things that we do in our church today actually fit into those stories in the Old Testament. When I realized that, my heart started to burn within me, just like the disciples on the road to Emmaus. In that story, it said, "Beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures." Seeing how Jesus and his actions fit into the Old Testament and the prophets, it caused their hearts to burn. It caused my heart to burn within me. I believe it will cause your heart to burn within you as well. Now, the story of the road to Emmaus also sheds light on the story of the breaking of the bread, which we naturally think of as the Holy Eucharist. Word and sacrament, Scripture and Eucharist, these have always been ways that Catholics have encountered Jesus through the ages, and this is why our Mass is set up the way it is. It is the liturgy of the Word, Scripture, and the liturgy of the Eucharist, Holy Communion. These are the ways that Catholics have encountered Jesus through the ages. And God's revelation and the sacraments foster our love and communion with him today and enable us to see the world as he sees it. But, you know, throughout church history, things sometimes become a bit unbalanced. And there has been an imbalance in the church's life with regards to Scripture and sacraments. Our devotion to the sacraments is actually quite strong, but our devotion to Scripture has declined. Now, some people might disagree with me when I say that our devotion to the sacraments is strong. They might say, no, it's very weak. And certainly there's some truth in that. But, you know, when a young couple has a baby, you know, they, of course, rush to get the baby baptized. They want that sacrament of baptism. Doing some learning of Scripture, though, not so much. Same thing with First Communion or Confirmation. People are often eager to have their kids participate in these sacraments. But a lot of the formation that we do, scripturally based, of course, doesn't really interest them. All right? So there is an imbalance between Scripture and the sacraments. And our devotion to the sacraments is quite strong. But our devotion to Scripture really has declined, and it could be much better. And this decline, it began centuries ago, literally centuries ago. But it's a real problem today. And I believe that this moment is a time to balance things out again. All right, if a person has a lazy eye, one way that it can be treated for some people is to cover the strong eye with a patch. This forces the weaker eye and the muscles that it support it to become stronger. Well, I believe God is using the COVID-19 pandemic in a similar way. All right, our sacramental life is being restricted. It's like it's got a patch over it. But this is so something else can become stronger. And what can become stronger is our knowledge of Scripture. Now, a lot of Catholics are quite intimidated by Scripture. And one reason they're intimidated, at least some of them, I remember feeling this when I was younger, is because of the way some Christians, including some Catholics, use it. All right, many people think that knowing Scripture means committing large portions of text to memory. And many non-Catholics, but even, of course, a few Catholics, sort of quote Scripture constantly. They say, like, well, in Luke 17, it says this, and in Galatians 5, 4 through 7, it says this, and in the book of Leviticus, chapter 2, verse 17, it says this. And it kind of treats Scripture like it's nothing more than some kind of instruction manual. That isn't really all that inspiring. At least it's not inspiring to me. And of course, it could be intimidating at the thought of sitting around memorizing Scripture like it's a manual. Okay, if that was what people think Bible study is just memorizing a bunch of words, yeah, they're going to stay away, and I don't blame them. But here's the thing. God never actually intended for us to quote Scripture quite like that. All right, all those numbers people say, again, Luke 17, Galatians 5, Leviticus 2, okay? All those numbers, Scripture was not written with those numbers in it. Those were added much, much later to help people reference the Bible. And I want to be clear that this is not bad. Having those numbers is very useful and very helpful. It can help us reference Scripture rather quickly. But it's sort of led to this weird way of using Scripture like a proof text. And it's led to kind of this weird just number quoting Scripture culture, which, again, isn't really what God intended. Now, again, certainly it's not bad to memorize Scripture, and maybe we would be better off if we memorize some more in our own day. But God intends for Scripture to be read in a much deeper way. He wants us to see much deeper than just a manual, all right? Instructions to follow. He wants us to see His faithful presence throughout history, and how He is faithfully present to us today. He wants us to see how even some little details in our lives that seem meaningless, like in those mystery novels, actually matter and make sense in light of Jesus. Again, he wants us to see that just as those little things fit nicely into place, our own lives fit nicely into place with what God is doing in the world. Even things that seem, again, insignificant, they're very important to God. That's what caused the hearts of the disciples on the road to Emmaus to burn within them. And that will make your heart burn within you. Again, those disciples discovered that those events that had happened, that were happening to them in their own lives, God sort of was building up to that since the beginning of time. Again, maybe our period of abstaining from the sacraments is going to strengthen our knowledge and love of Scripture. At least I believe that that is what God wants for us right now. And over the next few days, we're going to be trying to make sure that you have some opportunities to learn about Scripture. And I believe that focusing on Scripture in these times will not weaken our devotion to the Eucharist when we return. It's going to strengthen it. Because our love for the Eucharist and our desire for communion with Jesus will be strengthened. And that's really the end of the homily, but for anyone listening who is interested, we will be having an online Bible study. Please look for more information on our parish blog on our website. It's strosalongview.com, and you can see that there's a tab for our blog. And we're going to be looking at the Mass in particular. I believe that the Mass is very scriptural. I believe that if we interpret Scripture properly, it will lead to the conclusion that the Mass that we offer is the way that God intends for us to worship. So if you're interested in that at all, and you want to see how some of those details in the Old Testament, not only did they explain Jesus' actions in the New Testament, but they explain the life of the church today. If you're interested at all in that, please look for that or email paff@cni.net. paff@cni.net. Thank you.